Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Monday morning with the Eagles. They win. They win in Tampa. Unusual game. Strange game. But a 4-0 football team through the month of September. Look, we'll talk about that. The chatter post game about how they won, which obviously is often a dominant topic during the week after an Eagles victory. We'll get to the Phils. We'll get to the Mets. How they lost! How beautiful was that? Hey, congrats to the Phils closing out the regular season with the second-best record in baseball. They will play their first playoff game Saturday at Citizens Bank Park against either the Dodgers or the Reds. Much to get to today. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Pigeons can be trained to detect cancer.
Wow, what a fact, man.
Yeah.
Use them.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, use them early and often.
They've determined, especially individually they can be trained, but especially their flocks are more accurate.
Incredible. Well, they can figure out cancer, but they can't figure out why the Eagles are so inconsistent. Because it seems like the Eagles coaching staff can't figure it out, and it seems like fans are all pointing fingers all over the place. Look, let me peel this back here before we get to the negative, and let me actually start with my overall. Which is, I'm actually much more upbeat about this victory than I sense many are. Now, there's a lot of negatives to talk about. That's obvious. The second half was a fiasco in many ways. Not always. The Eagles did create some defensive turnovers, and that, you know, ultimately sort of tipped them over the edge. But the main thing that tipped them over the edge was the first half and the excellence and the talent and the execution in the first half against a good team on the road in the heat. So while I will
built up a lead.
Built up a lead and used it.
An unlikely lead, in my opinion. That is a hostile place to play.
I'm with you, John.
A really tough place to play.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't perfect, not even close.
Right.
But, man, they did, once again, what they had to do.
They did what they almost always do. They won the football game.
Absolutely.
Now, look, we'll get in the mud, okay, because there's a lot of mud. And it's worth getting in because the whole point of discussing the negatives is trying to figure out why and how to fix it.
And do they have to stay negatives? Yeah. It doesn't have to stay this way. That's the whole point. This team's a work in progress, and they continue to stress that.
Yeah, no, I
agree. And that's fine.
Well, it is fine. What is odd?
4-0.
Yeah, what is odd though is how can a team look so spectacular and then so not? And it is confounding. It is, and it is frustrating, okay? But we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you at the game? What stood out to me the most is they won, as they pretty much always do, 4-0. Now, here's the thing. The first half, I swear to you, in the first half of that game, I'm thinking, my team has grown into it. That's what I was saying. And I know that sounds weird after they won a Super Bowl last year, but I never felt last year, other than NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, that they were really putting it on teams, like really putting it on. Like 2004 Eagles style, we're just going to knock you the hell out. We're going to sit down with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We're going to get ready for next week. This is who we are. And in the first half, I really thought, other than the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game, particularly in the second half, I really thought it was the best this team has played in this whole era. I really mean that. I thought in the first half, it was like, this is when a team puts it all together. And a lot of it was Jalen playing at a really, 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 really high level in the first half. So what is so odd is how can you play like that, and then in the second half, what we saw there. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have all the answers. I mean, last year I talked an awful lot about Jalen, and I do think his inconsistency was a big part of it. Right
now,
right now, this team can't run the ball. Can't run it. Can't run it. Not effectively, at least. So that is a major problem. They may need to reinvent what is their bread and butter, which offensively last year was the run and may not be this year. Now, listen, maybe it gets easier when Landon Dickerson gets healthy and they figure it out. Stoutland gets his hands on these guys for 2, 3, 4 months. But let's be real. That is a concern. I mean, Saquon right now sometimes he can't go anywhere because there's nowhere to go. Sometimes I just don't see the total giddy-up. Defense, I thought, for the most part, obviously, with the timely turnovers, was huge. Special teams, you know, really was kind of the difference in the game. You take those 7 points off, then it could be a totally different game. But they found a way to win, as they always do. And so I lean much more positive than negative, but I understand the chatter on the negative. Guys, I've been part of it week over week for a couple of years now. And we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk to me.
I did not think we'd win this game. And we went down there, like you said, the first half, we blew their doors off.
Yeah.
And that was so impressive. I was not expecting that. And it ended up being that we needed that cushion to win the game. That's okay. This is that was a different approach to winning this game, but the bottom line is we're 4-0. We must look at the complexity of our passing game and determine, other defenses around the league, they are planning to stop us. They know what's coming. It is too basic. I think we're so predictable now. I think, holy cow, sometimes, case in point, there was a 3rd and 10 in the second half where we had just, started to, begin to miss on everything. 3rd and 10, and the defender was playing. We had just forced the ball to A.J. Brown, I think, 3 plays in a row.
It did feel forced.
It was 3 plays in a row. We had just forced the – I was just watching this right before the show. 3 plays in a row, force it to A.J., and then it's a 3rd and 10. This is like our offense in the whole second half, and it's his route that he's told to run by, the offense, the play caller, is a comeback route at 8 yards. It's 3rd and 10. The defender is playing off at the sticks at 10 yards.
So you blame the offense coordinator? Is that where you're at right there?
Yeah. I think we need to just motion, change it up a little bit. Let's, create a little more complexity. Like, route-wise, it just seems like running an 8-yard route when you need 10, even though it's A.J. Brown, I understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't make much sense.
So
I think we lose track of even just the simple things sometimes.
I'll tell you this. I think A.J. is likely as frustrated right now as he's ever been, and that's probably saying something because I think he's had a lot of causality to be frustrated. Jason Avant and Jaws talked
but
after the
But there's no call for what A.J. did.
Which is what?
Which is go public with his
frustration.
Frustration, yes.
Well, listen, I can understand why he's so frustrated. I really can. I don't know how much longer I'd be able to hold it in. But, you know, Jason Avant and Jaws said some stuff after the game that I'm sure is going to cause a stir. We're going to get to that. Look, we're going to take your calls on all this at 215-592-9494. James, your main reaction from yesterday is what?
They won. I know it's simple and all that, but we came into the season. I came in saying if they go 2-2 through the first four, it's a tough stretch,
yeah,
that first four. I'll be happy with that. We know that they're not really in playing shape for the first month of the season, and that's a tough place, yeah, to play. John talked about it. I think the Heat got to them in the second half.
It was absolutely a factor,
you know, clearly.
Yeah.
So there's things to be frustrated about, things to talk about, but at the end of the day, this team's 4-0, man, and that's a big conference win over the Bucks, a big conference win over the Rams. Both those teams are going to be in it at the end of the year. Things to work on, but I don't know how you come in this morning and don't have the headline be they are 4-0.
I agree with you, James, but a lot of people don't have that as the headline. And listen, I've been part of that many times, but this team just find ways to win, and it is confounding and it is frustrating. There is no question, and they're going to have to solve some stuff. And you know, maybe it's the coordinator. At times there's no question. At times it's the quarterback. At times there's no question. It's the offensive line. You know, it is crazy, man. It is crazy, but they do find ways to win football games, and we'll talk about it today and this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.